There are 800,000 families right now, many of them who live paycheck to paycheck, who aren't getting paid. And then to add insult to injury, many of those people not getting paid are going to work. Imagine going to work and not getting paid, not being able to go to the doctor, not paying your mortgage, taking care of your kids. So I want to just give you a little bit of background. I don't want to be brief because I know there are a lot of other questions. I want you all to know that before the shutdown began, in the United States Senate, every Republican, every Democrat voted to make sure there would not be a shutdown, to keep the government open until February. That was over a month ago. 100% of the United States Senate. And it was widely expected that the next day the House of Representatives would do the same. Then Fox Television got going and some right-wing commentators got going, and Trump said, I will not sign that bill unless you give me a wall for $7 billion, which, by the way, is a small part in terms of what the wall would eventually cost. We're talking about many, many, many billions of dollars. And then Trump met with the leaders of the Democratic Party. He says, I will take responsibility for a shutdown. I don't care. I want my wall. So what has to happen right now, in my view, is that Mitch McConnell, who is the Republican leader of the Senate from Kentucky, he has to, in my view, bring back exactly that same legislation that he voted for and every other Republican voted for over a month ago, and that is the legislation that was recently passed by the House. If we do that, we'll end the shutdown.